Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Kat.
And I'm Celine.
And here we're talking about like treats and sweets that we like to make or eat at holiday.
Oh.
So today we're doing a DIY article.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is there anything you like to eat at holiday especially?
Oh, holidays. Like for Lunar New Year, yeah, I like to eat kue. Rice
Gui.
cakes.
Ah, yes, you said
Yeah.
like the sticky rice cakes. Yeah, I remember those. Okay, let me think. At Christmas, I like to eat like gingerbread cookies that I bake with my mom. Well, used to bake with my mom when I lived with her. Yeah, and maybe at Easter, some like candies and marshmallows and that kind of thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Especially with your own culture, I guess it's fun.
Yeah, it is pretty fun. Well, I remember that there's a special day coming up this month, which is White Day, right? Yeah. And also, Easter is coming next month for countries like the US and England. And in these places, lots of people like to eat chocolate eggs.
Chocolate eggs. So it's chocolate dan.
Sounds pretty delicious. So today's article will show you how to make your own.
Wow, that's really cool. I really want to know how to make these chocolate
Me
eggs.
too. So let's go ahead and find out.
DIY Chocolate Egg Surprise.
Lucy and Charlie are in the kitchen.
Ready to make chocolate eggs?
Yes. First, make a hole in a real egg. I'll take out the egg inside.
I'll wash out the eggshell.
Next, put the chocolate in a bowl. I'll heat it up in a pot of boiling water.
After that, cover the inside of the eggshell with chocolate and let it dry. Later, do this again to make a second layer.
Let's put it in the freezer.
They wait 30 minutes.
Now, take off the rest of the eggshell. Next, you can write your note and put it inside.
Last, close the hole with more warm chocolate and wait for it to dry.
It looks great!
Word power!
Take out, take out. Take, took, taken. The teacher asked the students to take out their books from their desks. The teacher asked the students to take out their books from their desks. Cover, cover. The noodles will be more delicious if you cover them with lots of cheese. The noodles will be more delicious if you cover them with lots of cheese. Write, 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 wrote, written. I'm going to write Christmas cards for all of my friends this year. I'm going to write Christmas cards for all of my friends this year. Close, 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 closed, closed. Can you close the window? The wind keeps blowing in the room. Can you close the window? The wind keeps blowing in the room.
认识智慧
Eggshell Layer.
Okay, so starting off today, we have two kids, Lucy and Charlie, and they're in the kitchen. It says Lucy and Charlie are in the kitchen.
Okay, 今天的主角呢是 Lucy 和 Charlie，他们在厨房里哦。So they are going to make something.
Yes, they are. So Lucy asks Charlie, ready to make chocolate eggs?
准备好要做巧克力蛋了吗？
I bet she's excited.
She's excited. Okay, 这边的完整句子呢，其实是说 Are you ready to make chocolate eggs? 但是在口语里，我们常常就会听到直接省掉 Are you 的版本，所以平常写作的时候要记得还是要写出来哦。
And Charlie answers her, yes. First, make a hole in a real egg.
Oh,
a real egg?
He must he has to be very careful about this.
Yeah,
okay, Charlie 说准备好了，首先在蒸的鸡蛋上面弄出一个洞。Okay.
Yeah, so like a little hole. And then Charlie says, I'll take out the egg inside. Wow, that sounds hard.
I think so.
Take a hole and you take out the egg?
Huh. I don't know how to do that. Maybe you have to scramble it inside?
I heard, yes, I think you have to mix it up and then you have to out the other side. So there's actually two holes.
Okay.
Yeah.
他说哦，我会把里面的蛋弄出来。Okay, 所以他现在就是要把它弄个洞，然后把里面的蛋黄不知道怎么把它弄出来就对了。Okay,
so whatever way they decide to do it, this is our first word power word, take out. That's a phrase spelled T-A-K-E-O-U-T, take out. Let's find out what it means. Okay, so we're talking about the phrasal verb take out. When we take something, as we know, we take it from far away and get it closer to us.Out means that it was inside something else, so take out. Put together means we get the egg, the liquid part of the egg, from inside the shell and get it outside. That's the easiest meaning of take out. However, there's another one. If you take somebody out, you might ask them to go with you for dinner or go to a party that's not at home. Let me take you out. This is another meaning of it. But in this article, we're talking about taking something out of something else. So here's an example.The teacher asked the students to take out their books from their desks. So the books are in their desk, they take them out. The teacher asked the students to take out their books from their desks.
Okay, 我们看到今天的第一个 word power word, 它是一个动词片语叫做 take out, 意思呢就是拿出来。所以 take out something, 或者说 take something out, 就是把什么拿出来的意思。那例句就是说老师请学生们把书本从书桌里面拿出来，也就是说书桌应该有一个就是 drawer, 有一个抽屉。那但是如果你是说 take somebody out, 那就是请别人跟你出去吃饭啊，或者是去派对，像是我们可以说 Can I take you out for dinner? 我可以邀你共进晚餐吗？大概就是这样的意思咯。
Mm-hmm. So going back to the article, he takes out the egg, and then Lucy says, I'll wash out the eggshell. That's an important step.
Or it'll be very stinky.
Yeah, and maybe make you sick.
Okay. Yeah, so... 好 ,Lucy 就说那我来洗净蛋壳啦。Wash 就是洗嘛，那 wash out 则有一种就是彻底洗净的感觉。那 shell 就是壳，很多东西的外壳我们都可以说它是 shell。那当然 egg shell 就是蛋壳啦。
Okay, so she washes the egg shell, and then Charlie says, next, put the chocolate in a bowl. My favorite part.
Okay. Charlie 说接下来把巧克力放进碗里。Smells good.
Yeah, I believe it. And especially after this part, I'll heat it up in a pot of boiling water.
He 说我会把它放在一锅这个滚水里加热。Heat something up 就是把什么东西加热的意思。那这边这个说法呢，其实就是说隔水加热啦。那同学有没有觉得很奇怪，为什么要隔着水呢？因为巧克力如果直接加热是很容易烧焦的哦。It'll burn.
Oh yeah, it'll burn. Yeah. So you have to do it very carefully.
That's right. Uh-huh.
After that, cover the inside of the eggshell with chocolate and let it dry.
Okay, 接下来 Lucy 说加热完巧克力以后，把蛋壳内部都铺上巧克力，然后让它干。I think they have to roll the eggs around.
Maybe so. I'm not really sure. So this is our second word power word for the day. It's the verb cover. C-O-V-E-R. Cover. Let's find out what that means. Cover means we put something on top of something else. But the first thing is much bigger or there's more of it. So it goes totally over the other thing and you can't see the smaller thing anymore.We use a blanket to cover our bodies when we sleep. We cover a cake in frosting sometimes, like chocolate frosting. If we cover the inside of the egg with chocolate, we don't just put some in there, not just a little, we put enough inside that it's on every part of the inside of the eggshell. The whole inside will look brown because of the chocolate. So here's another example. The noodles will be more delicious if you cover them with lots of cheese. Cheesy noodles. The noodles will be more delicious if you cover them with lots of cheese.
好，我们看到第二个 word power word 就是 cover。那这个动词呢是覆盖铺满的意思通常呢会搭配 with something 来表示用什么来覆盖来铺满那整个用法呢就是 cover A with B 就是用 B 来覆盖 A 的意思那例句意思就是说如果你在面条上沾满很多的 cheese 起司那这个面会更好吃哦、
Okay, so they cover the inside of the egg with chocolateAnd later, do this again to make a second layer.
They want to make it thicker.
Yes, they want to make it not just a little tiny chocolate, but a lot.
Yeah. Okay, 稍后呢再做一次要做出第二层就是 a second layer.
Yeah. Okay, then Charlie says, let's put it in the freezer.
接下来下一步是说 Charlie 就说把它放进冷冻库吧冷冻库就是 freezer.
Yeah, so they have to make it very, very cold so that it will get really, really hard. Yes. And then they wait 30 minutes.
Okay, 他们接下来要等这个蛋凝固嘛所以呢他们就等了30分钟。
Right. Okay. So, Lucy says, now take off the rest of the eggshell. So they took them out of the freezer. Now they are taking off the rest of the eggshell.
Yeah, because the eggshell already has a hole. So the rest of the eggshell. Okay. Lucy 说现在呢把剩下的蛋壳都剥掉吧。The rest of something 就是某东西剩下来的部分。那因为刚刚有把蛋壳先弄出一个洞了所以这个蛋壳就不完整了对不对所以呢这边才会用 the rest of the eggshell.
Okay. Then next, you can write your note and put it inside. I think maybe it's a note for somebody you like.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, friend, your girlfriend, your boyfriend.
Yeah, somebody you love. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. 接下来呢你可以写下你的这个小纸条然后把它放进去。
And here we have our third word power word, which is write. Write is a verb, and it's the W one. W-R-I-T-E, write. So let's find out what that means. Okay, so we're talking about the word write. That's write that starts with a W. Writing is something we do a lot. We write in school, we write to our friends, we write our names. It just means we use something like a pen, a marker, a pencil to put letters or characters on paper or in another place we can see them. If we write in English, A, B, C, D, we are writing letters. If we write in Chinese, like 你好, we are writing characters. There are many ways you can write. Here, we're writing a little note for somebody. So here's another example. I'm going to write Christmas cards for all of my friends this year. I'm going to write Christmas cards for all of my friends this year.
So is it difficult for you to write Chinese characters?
If I don't remember them, yes. The simple ones are not difficult. And people say, oh, Lihai, you're so good. Yeah, right.
Chinese is very good, actually.
They just want to make me feel good, I think. But I try.
Okay. 好，我们看到这个 write 是一个动词，意思呢就是书写。我们来复习一下它的三态哦，它的三态就是 write, wrote 和 written。那例句的意思呢，就是说今年我要写圣诞卡片给我所有的朋友。那这就是看想要做的事情。
I need to write some Christmas cards. So Charlie says after they've written their note and put it in.Charlie says, last, close the hole with more warm chocolate and wait for it to dry.
好。接下来 Charlie 就说哦，最后再用一些温巧克力把洞封起来，等它干哦。
Okay, and that's our next word power word. It's close. Close is a verb and it's spelled C-L-O-S-E, close. Let's find out what it means.Okay, we're talking about the verb close. Not close like the noun, but close with a Z sound. Close can mean a few different things. It might mean a store is not doing business right now, so it's closed. It might mean a door is in a place you can't get through. You can close a door. In the article, the egg has a big hole in one part, as we know. We have to make the hole go away, so we close it by covering the hole with more chocolate. Now the egg has no hole.So here's another example. Can you close the window? The wind keeps blowing in the room. Can you close the window? The wind keeps blowing in the room.
那我们看到 close 在这边呢是当作动词用，那意思呢其实就跟关门啊关窗是一样的，只是说这边是把一个洞关起来。那例句的意思就是说你可以把窗户关起来吗？风一直吹进房里。
All right, so they've put the note inside, they've closed up the hole. Are they finished?
I think so.
I think they are too, yeah. And Lucy seems to think so too. Lucy says, it looks great.
Okay, Lucy 就说，诶，看起来棒极了。
All right, yeah, they're finished. So they made an egg. Now, we're going to go to our magic box and we'll be right back for review time.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Casey。如果要说我的钱包剩下50元，时间剩下30秒，或者是这个星期剩下的日子，我都要忙着做报告，这几句话的剩下，你该怎么翻译成英文呢？中文里面虽然都是用一样的词，但在英文里面它们可是不同的用法哦。今天就来学学各种剩下的英文吧。刚说的第一句，我的钱包只剩下50元，你可以这么说 ，I only have $50 left in my wallet。I only have $50 left in my wallet. Left 是 leave 的过去式，通常使用名词加上 left 表示某个东西剩下来这样的意思。注意哦，这边使用的是被动的用法，如果是主动语气的 leave 则是表示某个人留下某物，像是 I left my books in the classroom， 我把我的书本遗留在教室忘了带回来这样的意思。再用名词加上 left的用法来造个句子。There's only a little juice left in the bottle. 瓶子里面的果汁只剩下一点点了。再来第二种，时间剩下30秒这样的句子，应该用哪一个字来表示呢？没错，你可能会想到的是 remaining 这个字。它是个形容词，指的是剩下的。There are only 30 seconds remaining. 时间只剩下30秒了。你也可以说 30 seconds to go, 还有30秒。这可能常会在比赛最后很刺激的时刻听到。另外呢，你有时候演唱会或者是电影院里面，你可能也会看到 The remaining seats are for VIP members， 剩下来的位置都是贵宾席。最后第三种呢，如果我要说这礼拜剩下来的日子我都要忙着做报告，或是更常听到的，我剩下的人生，我的余生都要做有意义的事，那你可以这么说 I'll spend the rest of my life on meaningful things. The rest of my life 表示的是我的剩下来的人生，刚刚那句也是一样的用法哦。 I'll be busy working on the project for the rest of the week. I'll be busy working on the project for the rest of the week. The rest of something 代表是剩下来的东西， rest 在这边呢当然是名词使用。最后来个小测验考大家，我吃了2块蛋糕，你可以吃掉剩下的，这句话该怎么翻译成英文呢？休息过后马上来看答案啦，拜拜。
The answer is I ate 2 pieces of cakes, you can eat the rest.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it, it's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, we are back for review time, and today, Celine and I are playing
charades.
Yeah, so we have a few word power words, magic box words we're going to act out for you. Let's see what our options are. We've got take out, cover, write, close, inside, wash out, boiling, heat up, and the rest of something. So some of these are easier than others.
Some are really difficult.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to try and act first, and let's see if I can do something that's not too hard. Okay.
Okay.
So
I'll try my best.
All right.
You are covering your face.
You got it. Oh, that was
easy. It's cover.
That wasn't bad.
Okay. Okay. It's my turn, right?
Oh, you took out your earring? Bracelet?
Bracelet, yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. She take out. She took it out.
Yep, I took out my bracelet.
All right.
Your turn.
My turn. Like this. Like
what?
This and then like this.
Oh, so this is not cover. Clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
and it actually sounds like clothes too, almost a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Clothes. 关起来.
Uh-huh. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Last one?
Wow.
Think for a second.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Huh?
I'm gonna do this.
Oh, wait. I think are you washing out your pants?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, we got it. Oh, yeah. Charades is a little bit hard, but I think that you guys can do maybe better than we do.
You guys must be better than me.
Must be. Okay. Mm-hmm. Better than me, too. And so why not try play charades with your friends? And that's all the time we have for today. So we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Bye.
DIY Chocolate Egg Surprise.
Lucy and Charlie are in the kitchen.
Ready to make chocolate eggs?
Yes. First, make a hole in a real egg. I'll take out the egg inside.
I'll wash out the eggshell.
Next, put the chocolate in a bowl. I'll heat it up in a pot of boiling water.
After that, cover the inside of the eggshell with chocolate and let it dry. Later, do this again to make a second layer.
Let's put it in the freezer.
They wait 30 minutes.
Now, take off the rest of the eggshell. Next, you can write your note and put it inside.
Last, close the hole with more warm chocolate and wait for it to dry.
It looks great!
Take out, take out. Take, took, taken. The teacher asked the students to take out their books from their desks. The teacher asked the students to take out their books from their desks. Cover, cover. The noodles will be more delicious if you cover them with lots of cheese. The noodles will be more delicious if you cover them with lots of cheese. Write, 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 wrote, written. I'm going to write Christmas cards for all of my friends this year. I'm going to write Christmas cards for all of my friends this year. Close, 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 closed, closed. Can you close the window? The wind keeps blowing in the room. Can you close the window? The wind keeps blowing in the room.
认识字汇
Eggshell Layer